Art Chansky's Sports Notebook on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The player who brought Duke Carolina basketball into the modern era is dead at 71. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Before Art Heyman jilted North Carolina and Frank McGuire for Duke and new coach Vic Bubas in the summer of 1959, it was a football-first rivalry between the two shades of blue that reside 8 miles apart. Duke had great football teams under Wallace Wade and behind players like Ace Parker. Carolina, of course, reveled in the choo-choo justice era of the late 40s and brought back alumnus Sonny Jim Tatum to keep the Tar Heels a national power. Perhaps it's ironic that Tatum died suddenly in the summer of 1959. Ironic because that same summer, basketball coach Frank McGuire, only 2 years removed from his undefeated national championship season, was supposedly bringing in another great freshman class, anchored by two high school rivals from Long Island, Larry Brown and Art Heyman. But then Duke hired as head coach Vic Bubas off Everett Case's staff at NC State, and Bubas' first mission was to steal Heyman away from the Tar Heels. He had heard that Heyman's stepfather and McGuire did not get along, and Bubas swooped in. In September, Heyman registered for classes at Duke and not UNC. And 18 months later, after Brown and Heyman clashed in 3 freshman games, the brawl at Duke Indoor Stadium changed the rivalry forever. Festering for many reasons, but mostly because Heyman was supposed to be wearing a Carolina uniform, the tension erupted in the last minute of play. As Brown drove through the lane, Heyman fouled him hard, and Brown threw the ball in Heyman's face. It took 10 minutes and 10 policemen to clear the court of players, coaches, and fans who all joined the fray. Since the game was on regional TV, it catapulted Duke Carolina beyond Tobacco Road. Since then have come Hall of Fame basketball coaches, All-American players, and national championship teams, leaving football as a second banana at Carolina and a complete afterthought at Duke. Larry Brown is still coaching at 71. Art Heyman died this week. May he, if not the rivalry, rest in peace. This is Art Chansky. See ya.